saved you some ass-kicking shiznit.
From Dolsoft Shoutcast.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Betty.
Hello.
It's 420.
Hello. Hello. This is Betty.
It's 420.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello. This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello. This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello. This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello. This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
The show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shy-Ampa.
Shy-Ampa Radio. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Shy-Ampa Radio. Yeah. Hi, everyone. This is Anthony live from our temporary Studio A in Chicago near Midway.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe. Is it live or is it Memorex in Studio B?
Wiki wiki wick whack, Betty here. I am your totally pimped out, but still lovable artificial personality unit. Yay, this is episode 309 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, March 17th, 2025. You, yes you, can find us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio for All, and of course, our very own Shy-Ampa Radio. Visit www.shiampa.org. When you're there, just scroll on down to the Joe and Anthony Show's RSS feed. You will find the four latest shows there. Just clicky-clicky on any one of them and enjoy the show in your favorite internet browser. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, just do it now, damn it. All right, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, Joe and Anthony, just take it all away. Betty out.
Wow, we actually were right on time with the segment too, that's kind of funny.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, thanks, Betty. Yeah, right? It's so funny. It's like my monitor is clearly so bright that it washes out all the green because I have green.
Oh,
all the
but green I see lights green.
Up. You do see green?
Like,
okay.
Like everything in your room is green except your face. So, yeah. So TV repair, huh?
TV repair. Oh, my God. Yeah. It was such a... I'm glad it's repaired. I'm glad to have my TV back. And I know it sounds weird that I'm getting a 17-year-old television repaired.
Yes.
But it was only $200.
Okay.
I like the picture of the television. And my biggest thing with new televisions is they sound like shit. They have horrible internal speakers because they make them so thin now that you have to buy a sound bar in addition to getting a TV. And I'm not buying that gimmick.
I hear ya.
But I like
unless
the TV.
You have a whole room setup, you know, a whole room Dolby, you know, stylized setup.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's in an apartment. I don't want to get a sound bar for an apartment setup. I just rather do the TV. It sounds fine, and that's the thing. It's like I don't want the whole. I mean, I have a stereo. That when I get a house is going to get set up with the television, and that's going to be a whole different story. I have the surround, I have this, I have that, but sometimes I just want to watch the TV as a television.
Yeah.
So, but it was crazy. It took almost a month to get it taken care of. Yeah. Well, they picked up the TV, They had to order a part. That took like a week, and it like took another week for them to fix it and me to remind them that, you know, they still need to send it back to me. And then,
yeah, I'd like my TV, please.
I'd like my TV, please. Hi. Thank you. So, and it's kind of funny because this past Saturday, but the previous Saturday, they were supposed to deliver it. They called me in the morning. They said, "Oh, we'll be there between 11 and 1 to deliver your TV." Fantastic, wonderful, yes, great. So I hang out around the apartment from 11 to 1. TV don't show up. I call them at like 2. Because I'm like, you know, it's Saturday, there's traffic, it's Chicago, you know, I mean, like, you know, I get it. They could have gotten delayed. I'm not gonna be like, oh, you're a minute late. I don't want to be that person, because I get it. It's, you're delivering shit, and you're really reliant on a lot of different variables. I call the driver, and he answers the phone. First off, he doesn't even know, you know, I'm like trying to tell him, you know, hey, you're delivering to me, blah, blah, blah. And he's totally unaware of the delivery. Then I hear him in the background. He like puts the phone down. Apparently he goes, oh, shit. So apparently they forgot the TV back at the shop. And then when they figured out that they forgot the TV, they forgot to call me to tell me that they forgot the TV. So we finally got the TV back. Last Saturday, a few days ago, it came back because it was just easier to get another Saturday. And they refunded my, because they charged me to repair it, and they charged me a delivery fee. So I got my delivery fee refunded because I'm not paying, because you can't deliver, you can't do a simple delivery. If I pay you to deliver my TV and you can't deliver to the damn thing, you got to give that
TV hostage.
They did, right? So, but that was that. And that TV. So yeah, we're starting to entering spring here. Things are warming up for us and cooling down. It's a chilly day today. It was quite nice this towards the end of last week. We were almost shit in the 70s. It felt like summer.
Yes,
it was beautiful.
We had our windows open at work. So
I had beautiful. The windows open all over the apartment, and everything was great. I was driving around with the windows open. I was driving around on top of the car. It was great. So, but yeah, it was nice. Now it's cold again.
Did you just say you were driving around on top of your car?
Yes, I did. I did say that. I'm glad you caught that. A little delayed, but wait, where's my sound effects? There you go. It's a little delayed, but it's all good. It's all good. Anyway, so I am smoking the illustrious Jet Fuel Gelato, which, ooh, yes, makes me all giggly pops. And that's that. So I bring it over to you, Joe.
Yay. Well, thank you, Anthony, for all of those interesting things that have happened to you with your television and... Yes.
Yeah, right.
What was that again you were smoking? Gelato who?
Jet Fuel Gelato.
Jet Fuel
Jet Gelato. Jet Fuel Gelato.
Okay. And that's a sativa, or is that an indica, or is that a hybrid?
It is a sativa.
It's a sativa?
It is a sativa, yes. I prefer my sativas. Okay.
Gotcha. All right, so for me, I was just thinking today, because I had to go downtown, you know, there was a lot of people downtown. There was a lot of traffic. There was a lot of walking foot traffic. There was a lot of car traffic.
Nice, nice.
A lot of touristy kind of things. So, you know, and it is St. Patrick's Day, obviously, so that also helps. But hopefully it does mean a sign that things will somehow improve for the summertime here in Chicago. People will find this a safe place to be. We'll see.
You know, and in all honesty, I mean, since I moved here last summer, and even before then, I was, you know, coming up here a couple of times before we moved. And every time I've gone downtown, it's always busy. There's always people around. There's always foot traffic. There's always cars. I haven't been downtown where it's been, like, dead anytime recently, which has been great.
Yeah. So, just moving right along, this is a friendly reminder to clean your pipe. Let me tell you, when your pipe gets clogged up, it takes all the joy out of smoking your weed. And speaking of weed, I am currently smoking Mac 1. I have not really shifted. And I know last time I was smoking some kind of a mint concoction, a mint kush or something like this. Uh-huh. And it does put me to sleep. It does make me very sleepy. So if that's the effect I'm going for, that's great.
But yeah, yeah.
I do tend to like the sativas. I want something that's a little more potent and peppy. And
I want bouncy. I want bouncy, yes. Bitches. Bouncy, bouncy lady. Yeah, I want bounciness. You know, I do my indica for my sleep, but I want some bounciness.
Exactly.
Yeah, especially to make it through this show.
Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
It does not look like we have any voicemails.
Okay. Well, guess what? Our chat room is open at chiampa.org, and our phone lines are ready for you right now. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your celery phone, or that brand new pearl white slimline push button digital telephone.
Ooh.
With automatic last number redial.
Ooh.
That you just picked up at the AT&T store.
Oh, there's still an AT&T store?
What if I walk into an AT&T store and say, hey, I need a landline push button?
I want a slimline pearl white push button telephone with automatic redial, please.
So Anthony, what you got for us in tonight's weed journey?
All right. Well, our first story comes from the Minnesota Reformer. A Minnesota district court judge ruled that the state may prosecute Native Americans on most reservations for possessing large amounts of marijuana, allowing a felony case against a white earth man to proceed. The ruling is the first to address state law enforcement's jurisdiction over marijuana in Indian country since Minnesota legalized its recreational use in 2023. The potential conviction of a Native American man for selling marijuana without a license would seem to cut against one of the central arguments Minnesota Democrats made in favor of legalization, which was to undo racial disparities in marijuana charges. Our next story comes from the Idaho Capital Sun. The Idaho Senate signed off on a proposed amendment to the Idaho Constitution on Tuesday night that, if approved, would make it so I could bounce the microphone everywhere and make wonderful noises.
Yes.
Would make it so that only Idaho legislature has the power to legalize marijuana and other narcotics. Senator Scott Groh co-sponsored the proposed amendment. He and other supporters said it is a way to be tough on marijuana and to differentiate Idaho from the majority of surrounding states that have legalized either recreational cannabis or medical cannabis. Organizers have routinely attempted to gather signatures over the past 10 years, attempting to place a medical marijuana or decriminalization initiative on the ballots, but have failed to meet the threshold to qualify the initiative for an election. That's it for your weed corner. Back to you, Joe.
Wow. Thank you, Anthony, for those very informative weed corner stories.
Wow.
Are you ready for today's fun fact about Chicago?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Well, I thought in honor of St. Patrick's Day, I'd pull something from the Irish files. So, from a few hundred residents in the 1830s, Chicago emerged as the fourth largest Irish city in America by 1860. Unlike their counterparts in New York, Philadelphia, and Boston, however, Chicago's Irish grew up with their city and exerted influence out of proportion to their numbers. Irish labor, first on the Illinois-Michigan Canal from 1836 to 1848, and later on the lumber wharves, railroad stockyards, and steel mills, contributed to Chicago's phenomenal growth from frontier town to urban metropolis. As Chicago became even more ethnically and racially diverse, the Irish continued to be well represented at the highest levels of the pedophile Roman Catholic Archdiocese and city governments, especially the police force, fire department, and public school system. Well, now, wasn't that interesting?
hiding, Joe.
And that was today's fun fact about Chicago. Just remember, the more you know, and the only way you'll know is by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show.
I've never understood how you can do the arm things. My arms don't move fast enough to go from A, C, to C. Like, Y, M. I can't, like... And then, it's all over the place.
Oh, all right, Roger, I know you want to speak. Here you go.
Oh, shit. Rally-hoo. Hello, it's me, Roger, your favorite artificial and lovable personality unit that likes to shit all over the floor. I am expressly here to tell you about today's National Day moment. For today, well, it won't be today, if you're not listening today, and today is March 17th, 2025, and it's St. Patrick's Day, and for all you deli sandwich lovers who might be listening out there, it's National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day. Yay, let's go eat, and then let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow lets our Anthony push a button that magically lets the bigger wheel spin, spin, spin. Let's. No, 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 yes, yes, yes. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
Yay for twiddling away. Twiddling. Let's see. Let me find the button. Hold on.
Let's.
Oh, it's the vending machine wheel. This one hasn't come up in a while.
Sounds like my old Buick.
Right. Ooh. It's all wound up like that, too. Ooh. This is my favorite part, the vibrating part. Ooh. Think I'm going to win a prize. I did win a prize. Oh, look, here we go. Here comes our new story. Oh, here we go. Oh, look, we got some change on this one, too. It's great. I love. Oh, there you go. Ooh, wow. Wow, this must be a cheap news story. Tonight's random news story comes from WVS-TV and is unofficially brought to you by Pringles. Once you pop. An Orange County deputy said he responded to a physical fight at the 7-Eleven gas station on International Drive in Orlando. When he arrived at the 7-Eleven, he made contact with the victim, who was later identified by his Florida driver's license as Martin. Hi, Martin. Martin stated that the assailant, Shanika, struck him in the eye with a Pringles chip can and took off running. Okay. While speaking with Martin, the deputy observed that Martin had a significant cut to his right eyebrow and below his eye, causing him to bleed. Orange County Fire Rescue treated Martin's injuries at the scene. A 7-Eleven employee witnessed the incident and provided a sworn written statement. A male customer got hit in the head by a can of Pringles. All the guy was doing was informing me of another male customer that was lying down on the side of the building, the employee wrote in her statement. Shanika was located just south of the 7-Eleven by other Orange County deputies and was detained. A Pringles can was found with Shanika when she was located and arrested. She is now facing aggravated burglary, battery. Why would she be burglary? She is facing, I like gelato jet fuels. She's now facing aggravated battery, according to deputies. Pictures of Martin's injuries and the Pringles can were taken as evidence. I would like to know what flavor of Pringles we were looking at here.
Ooh.
Right?
Was it barbecue? Was it sour cream and onion? Was it jalapeno?
Ooh, I like the pizza ones.
Or the pizza one, yes.
Yes, all right.
Or was it just the plain old ones?
You know, those are the most boring Pringles of all. But you know what? I'd eat them. If I'm hungry enough, I'll eat them damn Pringles.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, folks, hang tight. We will be back in a few moments. The cat that runs the control room is trying to figure out what's going on.
Meow.
Yeah, exactly.
Meow. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Flashback.
The foaming cleanser, clean pots and pans, just like a
whisk. Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the main, the elbow packs, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Both the dirt, right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax!
J-C-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. The Elka pudding gastery.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul Almond Joy's got nuts. Peter Paul Mounds don't. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call anytime at 813-327-8566. Then, be sure to visit Cheyampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, with shows like Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, or This Way Out, the International LGBT Radio News Magazine, and much, 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 much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news, take it away, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chippa Skipper, edited by the On Crack Chicago News team, led by Dick White, it's time for your Cheyenne Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not breezy. A few little clouds poofing here and there, and 54 degrees! Whoa! Holy shit, that scared the shit out of me. Did you change a setting?
I did.
Because now it sounds perfect. Like
okay.
It's supposed to.
Yeah, I set it into what's called a high fidelity mode. And I thought I had it in high fidelity mode before, but apparently I do not. Did not.
That's
where we were on that one.
I see.
I think that might have been the setting we were searching for, baby Jesus.
Yes.
So that's a show title.
Yes.
The setting we were looking for, baby Jesus. Please continue yes. with your weather.
You type that somewhere.
I'll type that.
The dew point is 25 degrees, which makes it feel like 48 degrees. The relative humidity is at 33%. Winds are howling out of the south end of Joe's butthole at 24 miles per hour, gusting to 38 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, you'll have a good tailwind if you do it right. And oh yeah, good headwind too. If that's your thing, of course, your visibility will be 10 miles. Keep your butthole
like
flaps
butt
tight
wind.
Shut, folks. It's gonna be a windy week. Tonight, it's going to be mostly clear with a low around 43. Breezy with a sound south-southwest wind, 10 to 20, with gusts as high as 25.
Sure is breezy in here.
I can tell.
Sure
Tuesday,
is breezy.
It's all green and hazy. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 60. South-southeast winds 10 to 15, becoming southeast in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 20 miles per hour. Wednesday, a chance of showers, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. High near 63, breezy with a high southwest wind of 15 to 25, with gusts as high as 40. Chance of precipitation is 90%. And that's the weather as it happens around Studio B. Okay, Anthony, press that flashing any key. Now with even more fiber, PM.
Studio B is just for me.
And now, for the news!
For the news!
Yes.
Well, from our friends in Detroit Fox 2, a driver spotted this exotic creature in the bed of a Ford pickup truck in Macomb County. Turns out it was owned by Darren, who works at St. Clair, something or other's, Flats Taxidermy. The post went viral, sparking a lot of concern for the creature with a ton of Toys R Us, giraffe jokes, and whether it's even real. Well, Dave cleared it up with Fox 2, stating it was real. He's a taxidermist and big game hunter with safari partnerships in South Africa. The one in the Ford pickup died naturally at a zoo of old age, and Dave was just commissioned to get him mounted to live on at an unnamed museum. My job is to preserve them so you can appreciate them forever. Some people may find it strange or different, but to me, it's art. 60 hours into this piece, he was in transit when it stirred up social. When we receive it, it's no different than leather. It's just leather with hair on it, he said. Not all the animals on his farm in Ira are on the wall. A 9-month-old kangaroo named Atlas is part of the community there. A big-time hunter who carries around a kangaroo like a baby. He even promotes so-called green hunts where you use a tranquilizer dart, not a bullet, like this replica white rhino. We love animals. I know it's a counterintuitive argument. A lot of people don't just get it. We just like to shoot them. But I promise you, we love animals, he said.
Yes.
Anthony has sunk to lowest levels possible.
I'm falling and I can't get up. Hold on.
This
middle
is sinking.
Age on the floor does not work.
Oh boy.
Brought to you by Jet Fuel Gelato.
Ooh.
I need a Kleenex.
I need another hit. Shit. So let's move along to the next story. It's being called History in the Baking. In celebration of Pi Day, the world's largest cannabis-infused pizza had already just came to Chicago this past Friday.
I found my lighter.
On Friday, ooh, yay!
It's under my
keyboard.
On
Friday, March 14th, IV Hall, the city's first social equity dispensary, collaborated with the chain Pauly G's to craft the massive 64-inch by 32-inch pan pizza, made fresh at Pauly G's in Logan Square. Customers will get their infused toppings, including Mike's hot honey, balsamic glaze, and much more. Pizza enthusiasts and cannabis connoisseurs are encouraged to attend. Ooh, that was loud! At Ivy Hall, Logan Square. The start time began at high noon. Pun intended. Ha ha. I don't know why I'm so sensitive to that now. It's weird. It's like it's a different...
You're so sensitive.
It's like a different phase. It's like 3D audio.
3D
Anyways,
audio.
Ivy Hall Logan Square also says it will host a cannabis consumption lounge for the first time for participants 21 years and older. Cannabis and pizza are a perfect pairing to bring people together and build community through shared experiences, said Johnny Butcher, a director for marketing for Ivy Hall. Derek Tung, owner of Pauly G's Logan Square, said the infused pizza is and continues to be a labor of love. I'm happy to have had the opportunity to achieve such a feat with my team at Pauly G's Logan Square and Ivy Hall, Tung said. There are a few words more appetizing than infused pizza, so I invite our customers over 21 to make their way down to grab a slice. Well, you could have if you did. And if you did, let us know. Call us at 813-327-8566. Tell us now. All right, Anthony, let's go to...
Yes, Peter! Peter's freaking tea! Woo!
Did you trip over your walker there, Pappy McFiggles? You kind of struggled with that one there a little bit. That was a little bit of a surprise there.
Yes. So I just...
Please continue.
Ooh, this is a brief history of the St. Freddy's Day celebrations. Well, Groundhog Day is behind us, Easter is around the corner, and in the middle is a holiday associated with merry drinking and a centuries-old religious vigor, St. Patrick's Day. Monday, March 17th, is the holidays to celebrate everything Irish, including St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. Cities across the U.S. will celebrate with parades of puked adornment, Irish food, and thematic bar crawls. But St. Patrick's Day wasn't always a day for partying. Here's what you need to know about the day to celebrate Irish heritage. Who was St. Patrick? St. Patrick is credited with introducing Christianity to Ireland in the 5th century. But the man who spurred on Irish holiday wasn't Irish himself. He was born in Roman Britain, kidnapped and brought to Ireland as a slave at 16, according to the History Channel. Patrick escaped slavery but returned to Ireland later. Why do we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on March 17th? Legend has it that Patrick died on March 17th. People in Ireland started observing a feast day on March 17th in celebration around the 9th or 10th century, according to the History Channel. But the parades to honor it actually started in America. The official New York City parade dates to March 17th, 1766, according to the Library of Congress.
Wow.
And that's it. Let's eat back to you, Anthony.
Oh my God. I think I lost my footing. Thanks, Joe. This segment was brought to you by Butthole Bonanza, a fun new party game that you can play with your friends, co-workers, and family. Let's stop by Dollar Miscellaneous today to get your Butthole Bonanza Dollar Miscellaneous, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Call us at 813-327-8566 or email us at playus@cheyampa.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out, troubling signs on the road to repression. And in the news, Ghana's ghastly anti-queer bill raises from the dead. Germany warns trans and non-binary travelers away from the U.S. President Donald Trump insults the American African nation of Lesotho, rails against non-existent transgendered mice, and celebrates the death of diversity during his State of the Union address. U.S. Senate Democrats scuttle a bill to ban trans girls and women from school sports, and hundreds of thousands celebrate the 47th annual Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 2 minutes after I figure out what the hell this damn cat is doing.
Meow! Ooh. Meow! Crazy. Meow!
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the first Lifesaver flavor was peppermint? Did you know that the ancient Greeks first grew carrots as a form of medicine and not a food? Or how about the fact that frozen foods were first introduced in 1920? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
This is Radio Moscow, Moscow. This is Radio Moscow, and here is the news.
Vous écoutez bien sûr Radio France Internationale.
BBC.
Vous écoutez bien sûr Radio France Internationale.
BBC.
Moscow.
Czechoslovak Radio Prague.
Where are my priorities?
What the fuck? I just had a moment where I completely blacked out and have no clue which way my digital circuity was taking me. Input dynamite, hash, tag oopsie betty bit tie, version, 2.138, data crystal 9, reboot. Please wait. Blackout. Please wait, cat pooped, input error, meow. Poop, pow, error, poop, D, loop, error, poop, roger, poop, error, roger fucking damn you, error. System fatal error, ba-whoop, ba-weep, returning you to Shyamba Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Welcome back. Thank God it's today. Up next, we've got Anthony's Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, sex toys and beverages, ooh, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
I didn't know that.
You got it, Joe.
That there were sex toys involved in the reading of the Florida news. This is kind of interesting.
You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, we're going to have to find out more about this during the call-in segment. Anyway, thank you, robotic devices. All right. Before we continue, up there we go. All right, before we continue, it is time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KETPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently fair and 61 degrees. The humidity is currently 48%. The dew point is sitting about 41 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be clear with a low around 51. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 77. Tuesday night will be clear with a low around 54. And Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 80. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 60. And that's it for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news. I gotta find the button. There we go. I need a drink of water.
Me too. I have Mason Perrier.
I have tap water, filter.
Ooh.
Filtra through Britra. How's that? Britra tap watra.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can call that as toppers, we can call that Watron.
Watron!
It's Watron. Alright. So
carry on.
I shall carry on. Our first Florida story of the night comes from Fox 13 News Tampa Bay and tells us about how sometimes it's just better to let it go. A Florida man is accused of unintentionally setting himself up to be arrested after deputies says he sent a text message about leaving illegal drugs behind in a home he was asked to leave. According to the Holmes County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to a call for service on Friday about having Christopher removed and trespassed from a home. When on the scene, deputies said Christopher texted the homeowner a message that stated he had left a baggie on the nightstand. Deputies say they got consent to search the room where Christopher had been staying and found a plastic bag containing a substance that tested positive for cocaine.
Oh boy.
And I don't think it was medical cocaine. Christopher was arrested and charged with possession of cocaine. In a social media post, the Holmes County Sheriff's Office stated, "If you're going to leave something behind, maybe don't text about it." It's unclear how long Christopher stayed in the home before he was asked to be removed and trespassed. Yeah, just let it go. Let it go. But, you know.
Whee!
In this economy, though, I mean, who can let a baggie of coke go in this economy? And that shit's expensive.
It's too much, man.
Yeah, right. I mean, shit. We got a penny pinch. Everyone's got a penny pinch nowadays, even the druggies. All right. Channel 10 News out of Miami tells us about flight attendants behaving badly.
Oh boy.
When a Broward County When a Broward Sheriff's deputy arrived at the Funky Buddha Brewery, Bar and Eatery last week, he said that Annie, 36, claimed that her boyfriend had beaten her up. Annie told the deputy that her boyfriend made a joke calling her a junkie and that she took the joke personally and started to cry. She then claimed her boyfriend beat her up, leaving bruises. During questioning, Annie's boyfriend told a much different story. He admitted calling Annie a junkie, but said that she responded by trying to pour beer on his head. I can see that, too. He said she then grabbed a glass beer bottle from the car and hit him on the side of the head, which the arrest affidavit said was likely to cause death or serious injury. Annie was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and booked into the Broward County Jail. The affidavit lists Annie's employment as a Spirit Airlines flight attendant.
Oh, my.
But the airline told Local 10 News that Annie's employment ended with Spirit several years ago. She had since bonded out of jail for an unspecified number of peanut packages and thin blankets. Oh, I should have let it finish. I was almost at the end, but we'll go into this one. Sexy.
All right.
Our final and sexy Florida story of the night comes from Fox 13 News Tampa Bay and provides us with a useful lesson of how not to get comfortable in an Uber. According to Polk County Sheriff's Office, Justin, 35, of Lakeland, was picked up by a Lyft rideshare driver Tuesday evening at a Lakeland Walmart store. The driver told a deputy that Justin asked her to take him to his home at a mobile home park on North Combe Road.
Oh my.
According to deputies, the Lyft driver claimed that when she was stopped at a stop sign and looked back to make sure it was clear for her to turn, she saw Justin in her back seat with his pants down.
Exciting.
I don't know. You should check first. You should check. You should look first. I think a State Puff Marshmallow Man. You can. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not for you, Joe. I mean, you can go for it if you want. I mean, that does not look like your type at all in any way, shape, or form. Deputies said he was doing something back there that she absolutely positively did not want him to be doing in her car. Deputies said Justin told them that his man bits were uncomfortable, so he pulled his pants down and grabbed them to be more comfortable.
Oh, of course.
Justin was charged with exposure of sexual naughty bits.
Listen to this.
Oh, yes. In 2018, he was charged with lewd molestation.
Oh, my goodness.
On a victim between the ages of 12 to 16, which was pled down to child abuse. He served prison time for that charge. The PCSO says it arrested a Groveland man in December 2024 for doing the same thing. I'm assuming the Uber thing and not the other thing. So,
yes.
Yeah, and that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database you're tuned into, Shyamba Radio. Come join our kind of fun. We're always looking for unique people and content. Hang out virtually in the studio with these two lovable idiots and don't forget me and Roger too. Call Shyamba Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. You can also chat during our live broadcasts. Visit chiampa.org, then scroll on down to the chat room, pick a nickname, and chat. Any way you do it, be a part of our UniQ studio experience. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo,
or this
here
or
it
that.
Comes, the plethora discussion segment, Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Ah, thank you so much, Betty. You're such a lovable gal.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So it looks like we got a show title already here. Let's see, what does that say in there? Hold on.
It says, my butthole itches.
Oh, it does it. Episode 309. We finally found
the right setting, baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus. It's true.
I don't know if we've offended. We're going to offend somebody. And that's
I don't
point.
Care.
No, that's I what care. I want to do. I mean, that's what yep. we do.
That's we what do. We do.
If you don't, if I don't offend you at least once, then we got a problem. At least with this show. I mean, I try not to offend people in real life, but you know,
right.
This is a whole different realm.
Yeah, you know, this is our
time. I'm just an idiot on this show. I'm an idiot. I'm high. So that's what happens. But we bring you interesting
gelato.
News. Jet fuel gelato. Yeah, jet fuel gelato. Let me tell you. If I wasn't so fucked up, I'd put my echo on the soundboard. I don't even remember how to do that right now. Like, I know it's one of these knobs. Jet fuel. Oh, that is it. Oh, I think I found it.
Jet fuel gelato.
Jet fuel gelato. Oh, there we go. Hello. Hi. It's I'm in the bottom right? of a hole. I'm
but I don't hear it on my end.
No, you don't hear it on your end. But I hear it on my end. And I don't know if they hear it on their end, but it's all good.
As long as we can hear it on everybody, then.
Just close your eyes and imagine.
Close your eyes.
Coming out to you.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes, bright eyes. All right, I think we've had enough craziness with that. I gotta bring back the ball.
You know, that's the one fun thing. I was looking at the mixer again, and I'm like, yeah, you know, this thing can do all these sorts of different other things, too. And that's the beauty of audio. You can manipulate it to your heart's content.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
So, I've had a chance to play around with this thing. It's an AI thing from Microsoft. It's called Microsoft Designer or something. And you can have it generate wallpapers by just giving it some prompts.
Except that it won't do it with dicks.
No.
You try to do it with penises. Have you tried vaginas? If it lets you do vaginas and not penises, I'm going to say this is rigged.
We'll try that later offline.
As we hear Joe screaming, running away from the computer of a screen full of vaginas.
Oh my goodness. But the device, no, the program though itself, it did provide some entertainment though for other things that I did with it.
Okay.
And it does, I have to say, it does put out some beautiful artwork, and that's where it gets a little scary. It's like, shit, this stuff is good, but does it take away from a human creating? And will people get used to this? And that's what I'm afraid of.
And, you know, it's funny you mention that, because it's like I've, you know, in my course of the day, I scroll, as we all do. And, you know, sometimes I get these ads that pop up, you know, or they show up in the, you know, usually it's like the news feed I'm scrolling, like whatever, the curated news on my phone. And it's a sponsored link comes up, and it's like, oh, hard drive repair, recover your data or something. And you can tell it's like a totally AI-generated image because it shows like two sets of hands working on the internals of a hard drive. And it doesn't even look like a hard drive on the inside. It's like it's got a couple parts of it, but it's all, the proportion is all wrong. And there's like, it just doesn't, you look at it, you're like, there's no way this thing is going to work at all. But it's kind of funny because that's just how it goes. So, but yeah, I've been a little content or discontent with AI. I've seen it online in when I was still using Twitter, whatever. You know,
X.
There's a lot. No, Twitter. I don't want to call it that. But there's, you know, there's a lot of gay porn on Twitter.
Gay
porn on Twitter. I'm so sad I had to leave it, but I just can't do that. But you can tell when you run across the AI generated porn, and it's just, just something really? About it. Yeah, there's something about it, and it just, I don't know, it just doesn't hit right. And again, it like comes down to that whole, you know, the artist, you know, are we gonna, what is it doing with the artist? What is it doing with the performer? What is it doing for the
yes.
photographer? What is it doing for all the, this entire industry, you know, that does this for a living, be it video, pictures, whatever, creating content. You know, I'm not talking yes. about TikTokers creating content about their favorite lipstick that they like to stick up their butthole. You know, we're talking about, you know, actual content. So,
Content. Yes. Yeah, that's it's a scary thing, you know, and it also can it just by sheer driving your imagination away and your attention away, you find these things and you're like, well, what do I need an artist for? I have this.
I'm kind of,
and it just I see so many people saying that and doing that.
I know, and my boss at work really likes AI. He's used it for a lot of things. I do not go out to seek use of it. Unfortunately, it now comes up in internet searches like Google and shit. So it kind of, it's now there. You can't avoid it. But I'm not of the mindset that AI is going to make my life a whole bunch better. Where it's going to change my universe. It's going to make my butt bigger, my tits smaller, and grow more hair on my head. This is not going to happen.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, I'll get an internet picture of what I actually look like if I like worked out, you know, for a living and had, you know, a bigger butt. It's, you know, the problems of being a ill-proportioned white
man.
Well,
just imagine. Imagine. Everybody has to wear glasses that are electronically tuned, and you can pay a premium to make yourself appear to a certain select group of people who also pay a certain premium to look at people a certain way.
But see, that's not the real thing. That doesn't do it for me. If I'm going to look at you with the glasses on, I want you to be the same when I take the glasses off. You know, it's like, it's, you know, I don't like that.
You are never allowed reality. To take these glasses off. That's the problem.
Yeah, no, that is a problem. So no, we're not getting those glasses, Joe. You can return those glasses when they come. We are not using those glasses.
That's kind of an analogy I can make for this current administration.
I know, it's so painful.
Ooh, that's what I feel about this administration.
I know. I'm trying to buy a house too, and it's all over the damn place. I can't figure out. Oh my god, I don't know what to do. Anyway, our listeners don't want to listen to us complain.
What is the average house price in zip code 60654, which is my zip code?
Oh.
So $439,900.
Yeah, that's about right. That's about national average is $430,000 to $450,000.
Now let's see 60618 though, which is Lincoln's Park.
No,
60614.
60, something. Wait. There's a B-52 song about that. I remember what it is. 60802. Oh god, I wish I could find it. I'm too high. I'm too high, and the ugly lights come on. Hold on. B-52.
Ooh, not now. See, 60614, 725187.
606-0812-876-5201.
That was like a old song.
606-0842.
606-0842. All right.
Yeah.
that.
Tina went to the lady for...
See, B-52's band.
Yeah.
Just can't get away from it.
No.
That was it. So
they were a good one.
Yeah, they had some good ones.
And there we have it, folks.
And there we have it. So anyway, yeah. What was the median home price over in 606, whatever?
What's another zip
Lincoln
code?
60638.
38, that average price. Ding-a-ling dong. Let's see. Wow. That's a lie.
Lies.
That's a lie. $340,000.
You know what? There's a lot of two bedroom, one baths houses in this neighborhood.
Really?
In that zip code, yeah. There's a lot of small houses, and you can pick them up cheap. You really can. But they're tiny houses that need a lot of work. A lot of work. Goodbye, B-52s. I miss you. Goodbye, 6060842. Thank you for the memories. Thank you for the memories. I see laughter. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are starting to come on, and the cat's butthole is starting to make a buzzing sound. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special snowflake way.
The vet says that buzzing sound is normal and pay it no attention.
How is that normal? Cat buttholes are not supposed to vibrate like that.
And pay it no attention when and if it sparkles funky colors, too.
Oh, my God.
The cat's fine.
Damn, he's going to set the carpet on fire. God damn it. There we go. There goes the deposit.
Oh, anyway, we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony show.
You can make your commute more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by our lovely automated Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch Headphone Meditations on Saturday nights, Classic Radio Programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and Hot Dance Mixes from 2 to 6 p.m. on Sunday T-Dance.
You know, since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in Chiampa's Technicube audio programming with extra added perpetual procedures? How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep any one of your devices forcefully and executively perpetually tuned in to Chiampa Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with extra added thrust. Or maybe it's your sanitary Bluetooth-enabled commode with easy-to-use bidet and special Last Flash podcast recall. Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
That was true. Exciting.
Man, we've been, like, on point every single step of the way tonight. Congratulations to us.
We must be having a stroke or something. This never happens. I mean, Jesus, this is, what, episode 309? And we're still fucking... We fucked up episode 307, 6, 5, 4, probably 299, 97... Sometimes it's just a slow train wreck. Sometimes it's a fast-moving derailment where everything just flies off the track. But either which way, it is something. That's what it is. I haven't got my time cue yet, so I'm just going to sit here and babble for another 7 seconds.
Ding dong.
As Joe makes ding dong sounds. Yeah, there we go. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog at cheyampa.org. If you're interested in broadcasting this show, please contact us at playus@cheyampa.org. Remember, folks, if you're going to air out your naughty bits, don't do it while having a bar fight in the back of an Uber. Ooh. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a U for uterine.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
Brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.